Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Good morning, Charlie Pierce.
Morning, Jody Hamilton.
Aww.
And I'll tell you, in this very special holiday episode of my segment, I brought in a co-star, Buddha Santa. Isn't he great?
Fantastic.
He comes through, he levitates through my window every Christmas Eve and leaves bliss in my stocking.
I love it.
That's awesome.
How did you make even that sound dirty?
I don't use him as a candlestick because I don't want to mess up his beautiful hat and wax. That's amazing.
How do you make everything sound dirty? I mean, the way you just said hello to Jody looks like you just got bliss in your stocking, but okay.
Well, that's true, but I have many other stockings that I don't use for.
Yeah.
Ow!
He has a fun one.
Charlie.
Oh, look, see, I have a little crack here. This episode of Antiques Warehouse has been brought to you by the good people at the Ford Foundation. How you doing,
Charlie,
Steph?
I like when you get in the middle of a good girl fight because you quoted Republican Representative Nancy Mace as saying, oh, absolutely, 100%, when asked if she condemns Lauren Boebert's anti-Muslim comments about Representative Omar. And you said, I hope there's more to this quote because this is some weak-ass stuff. The problem with the quote is nothing to do with the temperature. The problem is the dangerous bigotry from an ignoramus who belongs in a zoo. Oh. Thank you. First of all, I heard Nancy Mace, the rest of that, She did both sides do it.
Mm-hmm.
She's I condemn that, but both sides do it.
Both sides have to lower the temperature.
Yes.
That's fine. I would like to lower, Lauren Boebert's temperature down to where Captain America was in 1947, but that's okay.
I get that.
Wow.
No, I
get that
reference.
Travis got that reference.
Nerd.
That.
I did too.
Nerd reference. Okay.
Four! Anyway.
But anyway, okay, so now Nancy Mace is in a girl fight with Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes.
Right? Marjorie Taylor Greene said Nancy Mace is the trash in the GOP conference, never attacked by Democrats or rhinos because she's not conservative. She's pro-abortion. Mace, you can back up off Lauren Boebert or just go hang with your real gal pals, the Jihad Squad. You're out of your league, all misspelled. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So, big bag of rats, fight. Nancy Mace tweeted back she spelled it correctly with the apostrophe. And while I'm correcting you, I'm a pro-life fiscal conservative who was attacked by the left all weekend, as I often am, as I defied China while in Taiwan. What I'm not is a religious bigot or racist. You might want to try that over there in your little league.
Oh, dear.
Marjorie Taylor Greene said, so trashy, not worth a spelling correction. Fight, you're all awful. Big bag of rats.
I'm a victim. No, I'm a victim.
Right.
No, I'm a victim.
They're all awful.
Fighting over who's a victim more.
Yeah.
Yes.
Nancy Mace had a reply tweet.
Nancy had a... she said... I don't know. She just did a bunch of emoticons. Something. This
bat
is what
poop and crazy.
Oh, bat poop and crazy looks like. Okay. All right. So the mean girls over on the Republican caucus are in a fight.
Yep.
This will somehow be Democrats in disarray, right? In the mainstream
yes.
media.
Oh, just, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, if Joe Biden had only had, Marjorie Taylor Greene over to the White House for a nice cup of human blood, we would have.
It will be spun.
It won't be spun as Dems in disarray more than as much it will be, spun as, whatever happened to civility.
Yeah. So Lauren Boebert yesterday. Sorry to do this to you.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Now, as a strong Christian woman
who
values faith deeply, I never want anything I say to offend someone's religion. So I told her that even after I put out a public statement to that effect. She said that she still wanted a public apology because what I had done wasn't good enough. So I reiterated to her what I had just said.
So I said to her, do they all sound like that to me?
They do.
Mean Girls. And then I didn't say to her.
Really, really does. She really does sound like a Tina Fey character.
Yes. She does. Yes. So Ilhan Omar said she ended an unproductive phone call with Lauren Boebert, to whom she spoke in the hope of receiving a direct apology. She said, today I graciously accepted a call from Lauren Boebert in the hope of receiving a direct apology for falsely claiming she met me in an elevator, suggesting I was a terrorist and for a history of anti-Muslim hate. Instead of apologizing for her Islamophobic comments and fabricated lies, Representative Boebert refused to publicly acknowledge her hurtful and dangerous comments. She instead doubled down on her rhetoric. I decided to end an unproductive call.
Yeah.
And by
hang
the way,
up 1940s telephone. She said, this is not about one hateful statement or one politician. It's about a party that has mainstream bigotry and hatred. It's time for Kevin McCarthy to actually hold his party accountable. Okay, Kevin McCarthy's not going to do that. And
five years ago, Lauren Boebert was piling up misdemeanor offenses in Colorado. Uh-huh.
Thank you.
Ilhan Omar was living in a damn refugee camp.
Yeah.
She has a record. Lauren Boebert has an actual record. Yeah. I don't even know what bunch of stuff, right? Like resisting. And
well, her husband's got an even more interesting one.
Yes, he does.
Yes,
waving
he
his does. D at, is it kids at a bowling alley?
Bowling
or
alley, yeah.
Teenage
bowling
girls.
Alley.
Teenage
yeah.
girls.
How
at a bowling
dare
alley.
You profane a bowling alley?
I mean, know.
That will get you hung in Wisconsin. It really will.
I was going to say, normally, John Gielgud said, normally one must go to a bowling alley to meet a woman of your stature.
That was removed.
Oh, really? That would have been perfect.
No, that's Arthur. That's a great line.
John Gielgud from Arthur.
Good luck.
Normally,
good luck
one must go to
good
a bowling
luck in
alley.
Prison.
Yes. Good luck in prison. Yes.
You will find it in the medicine cabinet behind the untouched shaving cream.
Yeah. Anyway, I don't know, Charlie. This is their brand now. Bigotry, right?
It's
not
it
like
is.
It, not
I
like
mean,
anything's off brand.
This is your Republican. This more than the Republican Party. This is your conservative movement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to let the neighbor Trumpers off the hook on this one either.
And let's
this
not.
This is what you produce. Mm-hmm. If you spend 40 years developing a base of, you know, idiots, this is what you get.
Yeah. By the way, let's not leave out the boys. Jim Jordan tweeted, Biden is eating lobster in Nantucket for Thanksgiving while you struggle to afford groceries at home. And you said in certain homes around the country, young men can't enjoy the holidays because of what happened to them at Ohio State.
Oh!
Thank you, Charlie. Thank you.
Yeah, that
also,
was a layup.
Joe Biden
that
has
was
gone
really
to Nantucket.
I can't take too much credit for that.
Yeah. But the Bidens have gone to Nantucket every year for 46 years. It's just so ridiculous. This whole their king is someone that has a golden toilet. Are you kidding me?
I mean, by comparison to the last guy, you know, Joe Biden is Tiny Tim,
yeah.
or
mm-hmm.
one of the elder Cratchits, maybe.
Yeah.
Although I mean, you know, he to be entirely fair, he really does hit the whole "I'm just a boy from Scranton" thing pretty hard. So.
Yeah.
You know, maybe the optics are a little
I don't
bit
know.
Weird.
What about
but
David?
This is apparently somebody he's known for years.
What about David K. Johnson?
Nantucket in November is no bargain.
Is it corn pop?
No, it's not corn pop.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
How about David K. Johnson's headline this morning? The Trump Organization fleeced Americans for $1.7 billion while in office. Yeah, but yes, Joe Biden went where he's gone for Thanksgiving for 46 years. And Kamala Harris bought a cooking pot.
Again, I
with
point
her own
out,
money.
Nantucket in November is not a lot of fun.
No.
No.
It's chilly.
Okay. It's yes. Was that where Perfect Storm happened? Is that what you were saying?
No, that's
a nor'easter something?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, the Atlantic Ocean basically was where a perfect storm happened.
Yes, it got tossed all over that ocean.
Yes. Yes, you retweeted, U.S. initial jobless claims fell last week to the lowest since 1969. You said, nice job, Brandon. Cue political piece on why this means Biden is doomed. We could not have much better economic indicators than what he has accomplished in the last 10 months, right?
Well, Eric Bolick caught Politico, I think it was Politico, it might have been the New York Times with a beauty today, where they wrote a piece about how Biden is failing the message war on vaccines. Mm-hmm. And Eric pointed out that like 80% of the country has been vaccinated now.
Yeah. 80%. Someone corrected me.
The previous guy
it's 70% fully.
Only 60% fully.
Oh, yeah. And then it's,
yeah. I mean, I feel like now with Omicron, Charlie, that really fully vaccinated is the only thing that matters, which now only means two shots. And, you know, because I keep going with the 80% because that's, you know, at least one shot. But yeah. Now it really, I mean, the problem is we're only at 60%.
I'm getting boosted at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon.
Woo-hoo. Oh, thank God. Wants.
Yay.
Yeah. But we're only 60.
We're selling tickets and I'm not leaving the house till then.
Yeah. We're
stay right here and stay out of that germ ridden world.
Yeah. We're only at 60%
and,
in terms
Santa
of heck.
Buddha will take care of me.
We're at only 60% for obviously fully vaccinated, not quite even, I believe, right? 59-60%, Jody.
Well, that's because half the country is made up of, you know, horse paste eating morons.
Yeah.
I'm out of patience. I really am.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, because we just realized we're going to keep going through this forever until. By the way,
I get a flu shot every year.
Sure.
I get one of those old people's pneumonia shots every year.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. If I have to get a shot, you know, against whatever, you know, when we finally run out of Greek letters, whatever variant we have going around, I'll do that. I'm not going to complain about it.
Yeah. And by the way, as we keep saying, don't wait for your booster. It could be, even if they do have to retweak the vaccines for this, it's going to be a while. Mm-hmm. There's a long time you have to catch this thing. So mm-hmm. don't do it. Now, do it now if you haven't been boosted. All right.
I don't say don't catch it anymore. I say don't give it away anymore.
There you go.
Yeah.
Because you can't do anything about the people who catch it at this point.
Yeah.
I mean, in this country anyway. I mean, you know, because the option is out there. The stuff is free and it will save your life. But, you know, my whole thing is don't give it away.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's why I wore a mask all the time when I was back to see my mom. Because you just, like, God forbid, you just don't want to be the person that picked it up inadvertently, even though I'm triple vaxxed and I've had it. Like, you just don't know. That's the thing.
And by the way, your pictures from down home with mom.
Yeah.
They were great.
Oh, thank you.
They really warmed my heart. And your mom is a knockout, by the way.
Isn't she? Almost 99 in January. Yeah. Anyway, it was a wonderful, don't make me cry. It was a wonderful, wonderful visit. But
I remember when my dad was in the last stages of Alzheimer's. And I remember after he passed in the middle of the night, and every one of the health aides at his facility came in and, you know, most of them were Haitian, and said a prayer and, you know, shook my hand and stuff. Those people should be making $1 million a year.
Yeah.
The people working in facilities like that.
Yeah. Charlie, they're like any people, you know, some are not so great and, you know, a lot of, you know, people, some people hate their jobs and, you know, but some people are really, have been really, really lovely to my mom. And it's just, you know, means everything to you at that point. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So and people who work in Alzheimer's units know there's no good ending.
Right? Yeah. Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's, you know, you're keeping people who aren't themselves anymore comfortable.
Yeah.
It's a hell of a job.
Yeah. Yeah. Let me just say, I would not have nearly the grace and courage and dignity that my mom has at this point. I would be just flipping everybody off. And eyes don't work anymore. Ears don't work anymore. Brain. I'd be like, F you, all of my organs. And F you, everyone around me. you wrote a great piece, as you do, on January 6th. You said the geniuses behind January 6th really don't know when to shut the up.
Yes.
You said on the day of the insurrection, a lot of them behave like grandmothers on their first trip to Vegas between Instagram videos, tweets, Facebook extravaganzas. These people simply don't know when to shut the up. They even do it while talking to law enforcement officers who are committed to throwing them in the sneezer for several seasons. I mean, that's the thing. You're going, what if they weren't so dumb and taped all their own crimes?
Well, I mean, you're even seeing it now. And, you know, you had the item about the guy from Jesus Christ Superstar.
Right.
They're doing it in court. A lot of them are just admitting it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, they're very proud of what they did and they're admitting it. And the judge is sitting there going, you know, what do I do
here? How about the guy that just said, oh, by the way, I wanted to kill Joe Biden. Like, what? Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Right. He said he's already facing charges for tasering Michael Fanone, mm-hmm. the Capitol Police officer, when he was just hit with a new conspiracy charge on Monday. An unidentified witness told the grand jury that
the MAGA rioter told them that he would assassinate Joe Biden if he had the opportunity, would rather die than live under a Biden administration. And in an interview with the FBI, he claimed he tasered Fanon in order to protect him from other Capitol rioters doing worse to him. Like, oh my yeah. God, just shut up. You're there's the stupidest criminals alive.
They really were. I mean, they're if you know, if Donald Trump was going to raise a mob, this is the mob Donald Trump would raise.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's perfectly suited to his entire, you know, public career.
Yeah. And by the way, Trump this morning has said he did not call. He swears he never called any of his allies at the Willard War Room on January 6th, which, you know, that means he absolutely called his allies.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, which means they had an open conference line for
him. Right.
And evidence will be forthcoming, I'm sure, any day on call
records. And it was recorded.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Ay, ay, ay. Well, I don't know, Charlie.
But it was recorded by the deep state, which was out to get him. You know, from day one.
Right. We were too busy creating the Omicron variant, apparently.
Omicron, yeah.
That's things people are actually saying. Dr. Jackson, what is Ronnie Jackson?
Yep.
Ted Cruz, is a member Fox of Congress News. Now. Another proud, you know, representative of whatever congressional district he's from.
Texas.
But this is what happens in
I know he's from Texas.
An entire party of crazy conspiracy theorists. And this is, they absolutely are saying out loud, this variant is created by Democrats.
Yeah. The midterm variant. Okay. They're calling it the midterm variant.
Someone asked Dr. Fauci last night. He's like, well, I'd say that person has no idea about virology. Ask any just around the world. Like, how do you respond to that? I mean, it's
well,
just...
you don't. You don't engage, and you find a very intelligent, you know, assistant district attorney in Ronnie Jackson's district who'll run as a Democrat. You beat his ass next time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
On the grounds, by the way, and nobody does this on the grounds that you don't want to be represented by a crazy person.
Mm-hmm.
Charlie, Jody told me to tell you that no matter what occurs with Omicron, she will find you.
I will.
Oh, I know. I know. Okay. She will find me, and she will follow Santa Buddha.
I will.
Who will like the rest.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Goodbye, Charlie.
Goodbye.
Bye.